It's another good day, Wednesday, the 29th of February. You will not, Richie, get anywhere today or any day without having a rudder on your ship.
Pretty much.
Roberta is the sailor among us. You like rudders?
Yes. What's a small rudder.
I'm a mutter rudder.
It's just rudders. They are the way I like to think about rudders, not so much in powered boats, but I remember some of the old boats, you had to move the rudder around to actually make the boat work. There's two different kinds of rudders, the one that actually helps you steer the boat. But you know the old ones, Roberta, did you ever see those? Instead of a sail, you just kind of move the rudder back and forth and it propels the boat, not very fast, but you can get across a small pond.
Yeah, you still need a sail, though. But that's what we do in light wind, or we have no wind. That's how we kind of move the boat along.
Move it around. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of having a rudder is because you're looking at where you're going, and you kind of, if you are left adrift or you just go with the currents, you're not going to, if I can take that analogy and go somewhere with it. Mm-hmm. Do you like my analogies? Every day I try to come up with a different analogy. Like my analogies.
This one's deep. Keep
it
going.
It is deep, yeah, Rich. If you look at where you're going and you can get there in a straight line, that's cool. But most of the time, especially if you're on the water, there's a current and you can't, so you keep being taken down the river and you have to paddle back up again. And that's the way it is with goals, I think. You're always going to be distracted. We always have something that has some momentum that constantly takes us away from our mark. Always. I know you find that hard to believe with me. Bada-bum. But there it is.
Never.
Thank you.
By the way, no rudders in a powerboat.
No. In a powerboat, you don't need... Well, you've got to have... Under the water, where the propeller is, you got to have something that steers the boat.
Well, technically, the propeller steers the boat.
Yeah, the props.
You move.
The props
move.
The motor moves, and the props mm-hmm. steer the boat.
Really?
The motor mm-hmm. acts like your rudder, and then you have trim tabs on the bigger boats.
It's a little different from a sailboat.
All right. Let's talk about police. Something that happened, actually, in Richie's backyard a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It was the police in Prince George's County.
No, not my backyard, brother.
I thought that was your backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's over in Maryland. I was thinking of it.
It's in Maryland, but it's the part of Maryland you don't want to go to.
Okay. So the SWAT team conducts a drug raid on the home of the mayor. They didn't find any drugs, but because they didn't like the fact that the two dogs that the mayor had were barking at them.
Yeah, two German Shepherds.
They shot them both.
Yeah.
No.
And they held his mother-in-law at gunpoint for a long time.
They went to the wrong address. It was the mayor, not of the county, of one of the small towns in the county.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they went to the wrong address for a drug raid.
Yeah.
His dogs started going crazy. They shot the dogs.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was a big story here.
So now, the follow-up on the story is... This guy has, they settled a lawsuit for millions, apparently, but he's now on the way to the state legislature to get reforms for the way SWAT teams are used, because in the years since they were organized or originated or started or whatever, they have, as is the case with pretty much everything else in government, they have usurped power. They have their own vehicles, they have their own guns, they have their own uniforms, and they don't get used for anything if there's no need. The SWAT guys sit around and do nothing.
Well, not in PG.
Really? Why? Because they're always out?
They stay busy. PG is, it's...
Prince George's County
borders Washington, D.C., as well as Montgomery County.
So it's a drug, it's an element. You're telling us there's an element.
Montgomery County is the upscale. That's where all the billionaires and zillionaires and the celebrities live. And PG County is, it's the ghetto.
I thought that that most people that had any money lived over in McLean, Virginia.
In Virginia, on the Virginia side, yes. Arlington County, Fairfax County. are the big things so, in Alexandria.
What do we think of this idea? That's really why I brought this up. As you look at what we're spending, again, tax considerations here are the top. How much money we spend for police? You hear these same arguments from these same people. Oh, if you cut our budget, you're weakening the police effectiveness. Meanwhile, the police have figured out how to get more cars, more guns, more unit, more of everything. And so when you stand up to them, they throw this. It's the same thing with the military. It's the same thing with the Defense Department. As soon as you throw up something that calls for accountability and some kind of intelligent management, all of these kookaburra, all these people have a stake, start yelling and screaming, oh, you're cutting down on law enforcement and you're cutting the Defense Department. You're going to leave us vulnerable. At what point do you really believe that that's the truth? Who really believes that? 800-510-8255. This guy has become a crusader. His name is Chai Calvo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this guy. All I know is that he's become a national force in government, working to have things like these SWAT teams put in their place. Make them usable only when there is a specific risk to the safety of others, a specific purpose for their being there, not just in routine matters. And certainly, in the case of this drug thing, I mean, I don't know, it can't be that bad a neighborhood if the mayor lives there.
No, they have nice neighborhoods there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So who agrees or disagrees with that contention? 800-510-8255. Richie, do you have a SWAT team in your community that's specifically assigned to the police department?
Oh, sure.
And what do they do?
For example, when we had the sniper shootings years ago.
They were in your neighborhood, were they?
Sure they were.
They were on the interstate.
Oh, no. There was one 5 minutes from my house.
Really?
Two of them, actually, within 5 to 10 minutes of my house.
Mm-hmm.
They would respond to those kinds of things. We had two cops get shot 5 years ago. Those are some of the bigger cases. But there are definitely, I mean, we're in a large metropolitan area where there's some crazy stuff that happens every now and then, and you need some, you know, do they respond to something every day, every week? No.
Mm-hmm.
But there are situations throughout the course of the year where, there's some kind of a standoff, and you need somebody who's trained to be able to go in there and take care of things. So in this community, I would say, sure, we're in a large, large metropolitan area. Okay. New York, yes. Los Angeles, yes.
Framingham has a SWAT team. Why does Framingham need a SWAT team?
I wouldn't think Framingham would.
Framingham has a SWAT team.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just use something from Boston?
But that's the point. One of the things, I'm running for town meeting. That would be interesting when I get into town meeting. I'm going to go right for all of this stuff. The amount of money that is spent for things like this in towns like mine is ridiculous. We keep rolling over to it, or the feds say, we'll give you the money. The feds aren't giving you a damn thing. It's your money being recycled. And I was just thinking about this down here, Roberta. I read an article.
Well, it is and it isn't.
But how do you figure it isn't?
Well, the feds are giving you, in Framingham, my money, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying. This is a universal
statement. So you're getting your services
money.
Using my money.
Why? I don't want to use your money for that.
You don't, but everybody else does.
Where?
Everybody else.
I think if everybody in town knew, but it's the same thing.
The
my money from Framingham is going down to help you do things to buy new cruisers in Prince George's County. Why?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
And the only guy who's speaking about it is Ron Paul. The only person that's speaking about this kind of stuff, how these things have gotten totally out of control, why we need $2 trillion more dollars to borrow, is because of stuff like this. And they will say and try to convince you that the reason we have to have it is otherwise we'll be unprotected. What are you talking about?
We're killing our old. We're starving our kids.
Right.
We're giving them a horrible education, and you could be attacked at any moment.
Right.
In your house or in the country.
That's it. Scare, fear.
That's what they use.
Scare, fear. Scare, fear. And you're silly enough to take it. You know, stand up. Go to the Selleck Masmini, go to the city council meeting. You don't have, you don't write letters to your state rep or your state senator or to the congressman. You just let them go do all this foolish stuff.
Well,
it's foolish.
I would venture to say that most of the people that listen to talk radio are involved and up to speed on what's going on. It's your neighbors who you need to get involved.
The other guy.
Well, it's not so much the other guy, but, you know, remember when you were 23 and you could vote, yet you were stupid?
No, I was never stupid, and I always voted.
Well, you're an
I ran for office when I was 23.
Right, you're an anomaly. When I was 23, I was a moron.
I'm young and stupid.
Right. I didn't know what I was doing. Okay, I went in and I pulled the trigger. But did I really know what I was doing? Mm. You know, Jennifer was smart. Roberta was huge.
I always did. I took my voting very seriously.
Yeah.
I voted in every election.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You know, I mean,
most
people in this country, I voted in every election.
Yeah, but you voted for some Maroney.
No, I voted for Reagan.
No. I'm talking about, did you vote for local? Did you vote in the local elections?
I had no idea. No idea what I was doing.
Perfect.
None. Zero. Zilch. Told you, I was a moron.
The average elector. There he is, folks. The average voter.
I just know more about
McFadden.
I was.
Yeah.
Now I'm educated.
Somewhere. Really? According to...
Yeah. According to who?
800-510-8255.
Bottom line is talk radio listeners are usually...
I think better informed. You're right.
Yes.
Better informed than most. Whether they're informed about the truth or whether there's a spin attached to it, I think that you could apply.
They're interested in the information and they apply the information.
Right. The Defense Department budget and the police and those sorts of things. I think the large majority of people who listen, especially to the right of center shows, would disagree with my point of view. And we got to have them. If we don't have them, we're going to get this, that. Or
I don't think
thing.
Anybody disagrees that there's mismanagement and waste, fraud, and abuse.
It's really amazing.
Whether they think we need the amount of protection that we have, that might be where you disagree.
Right. All right, so let's write that down.
Sure.
Rich and I agree to disagree. February 29th, on the tablet. 2012. Right, exactly. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes. Green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected. Like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
What appearance, sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Well, boys and girls, moms, dads, grandmas, and grandpas, look at what time it is now. 21 after the hour.
Booyah!
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So do we do, please hold me so tight, do we do, all through the night, do we do, dum dum, dum do dum, 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 do we do.
What are you calling dum dum? I always have thought this was the sweetest kind of, I don't know what the best word is to describe
this. This song has your name written all over it, actually.
Yeah, it really does. Thank you, Jennifer.
What?
Yeah.
Dum dum, doobie doo, dum dee dum dum.
I was trying to be nice and funny at the same
come
time.
Softly to me is the name of this song. Why do you always have to take that approach?
Well, it's the obvious takeaway from this song.
The female singer with the Fleetwoods is a lady named Gretchen Christopher, who is 72 today. Happy birthday to her.
That's all?
That's all she is. She was very young when she started, teenager. Now, this is one of those many groups that get started. These kids were all friends in high school, and they still go around and perform. It's kind of a cool thing, in fact. Dennis Farina, who was Joe Fontana on Law & Order, 68 today. How many other roles can you... This guy was
Crime
a cop.
Story.
All right, here's the story with Dennis Farina. He started as the host, not the host, but the star of Crime Story, which was about a group of Las Vegas police. Remember that big black and white DeSoto?
Yeah.
He used to drive around. Very cool.
Very cool show.
Yep, about things that was kind of... That was where Anthony Dennison got introduced. He's the guy that's on The Closer now. His first role was the heavy. Remember that? How many people remember that?
Dennis Farina was an actual former Chicago cop.
Dennis Farina and Danny Aiello both were friends. They grew up in Chicago. Aiello worked as a Greyhound bus dispatcher.
Right.
And Farina was a cop. And somehow or other, the two of them, they challenged each other. It's very interesting when you dig around in these stories to find out. It's kind of like Leslie Nielsen and Lauren Green were friends. They grew up together. They liked acting. And they challenged each other. They came to America to become actors. As a matter of fact, it was about the same time. I think that Shatner's a little younger than they would both be in their
Larry
90s.
Minetti was actually in this group.
Minetti
Dennis
was
group,
as well?
In the Dennis Farina group, yes.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Saturday. What's the name of that group of actors in Chicago that has the many...
You're thinking of the comedy troupe.
Yeah, but they were actors.
Second City.
Second City.
Oh, yeah there
right.
you go.
A lot of them came out of that. But Farina was just a cop, and Aiello was a bus guy, and they said, oh, let's go try something just for fun.
Yeah, they went and tried the local Chicago theater scene, and then got discovered by Michael Mann, who did Crime Story.
Yeah, there you go. And so Farina has had a very good level career. He's been in a lot of movies. He's very recognizable, and plays a good guy and a bad guy pretty well, I think, either or. All right, next person on our list is Antonio Sabato, Jr.
Oh, he's a hottie.
Jennifer, time for you to take over.
Antonio Sabato was on a bunch of soap operas. He was the guy, the underwear model for Calvin Klein. That was when he got really
he's
famous.
He's the guy that came in just after me.
Yes, exactly. What? He was in the Janet Jackson video.
He came in just
yes, that's right. I was the Calvin Klein underwear model before this guy was.
Right. Joss Ackland. Who is a well-known Italian, I don't know why he's got that name, but he was in The Hunt for Red October, The House That Dripped Blood.
Muscular.
He was in
one
The Sicilian.
And one pin.
A woman
only.
Named Jackie. He, you'd recognize him if you saw him. Born in the state, 1928. Here is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful memory. A lady who was really the first fabulous stripper and porn star. Her name... Her real name is Annie Blanche Banks, known as Tempest Storm.
Great
she
name.
She has endowments like you. She was called
endowments.
Mundo Depravito. a movie called Buxom Beauties at Sarah's. I think you get my drift.
I like that one.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and others.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself, So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Wonder why that was such a quiet break. Yeah.
33, well, I'm talking to you and nothing's going on. And just, where's our connection? Gonzo. Richie's in Washington. Doug's in New York. Roberta's in New York. Jennifer's in Los Angeles.
Doug and Roberta are actually about 10 feet from each other in different studios.
Literally, yes, exactly.
No, different floors. We're
different
literally
floors.
One above each other.
I can hear Roberta through the floor better than I can hear her in my headset. Very clever. So here's this. We talk a lot about education on this program because it is so important, and we sort of rile against the traditional way of throwing money at things and expecting that to fix problems. Here's an example of why you don't want to go to school in Florida, for example. Last Friday night, after all the children got out of school, there was a sign put up in a parking lot at Lakewood High School in Lakewood, Florida. The school's literary coach is a lady named Pat Schley, S-C-H-L-E-Y, Schley. She was trying to promote a training session for parents. She wanted to show them how to help their youngsters become better readers.
Hmm.
She had to schedule an event. This is supposed to take place. She put up the sign on Friday. It was supposed to take place, I guess, on Monday or Wednesday. It was supposed to take place tonight. And they planned this about a month or so ago. All kinds of tests that are coming up at this time of year. So she wanted to have on leap year a literacy week culminated by a discussion tonight, Wednesday night, leap year night. The area Lakewood High School is in this town. Lakewood is the southeastern end of East St. Petersburg. 1,400 students in the school system. About half of them get free lunch, so you know what the economic situation is there. 45% of them score at the grade level at which they are supposed to be. 45% of them are up to par. That means 55% of the students in the school system are below par. All right? So they wanted to have the parents help with their standardized reading test. State of Florida requires a standardized reading test every year of all of the students in the school system. And so Ms. Schley wanted to help parents help their children. So she had all kinds of strategies to share, websites, work with your children here, PowerPoint, handouts, all that kind of stuff. And she said, you come to this event, and I'll make sure that we provide you with dinner, because she wants to teach the parents how to help their children. Sounds like a good idea, right?
Right. Sure. I'm in it.
Okay. So, Austin Simmons is the, I think, the custodian at the school. Principal, all on board with this lady, Patricia, she and the Schley and what she's trying to do, asked the custodian to put up a sign to promote this event. So, Mr. Simmons, who uses a motorcycle back and forth to work, and had a tough day, his motorcycle broke down, and he had to walk to work. Got the call, and he was told that he'd have to go. They were going to make a sign, they were going to have it done, you know, go out and go to a big sign maker, $1,200. School system says, no, we can't do that. You make the sign. That's what they say to Mr. Simmons. You make up the sign. All right, if you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the results of his work.
Uh-oh.
Go to DougStephan.com.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty funny.
You see it, Roberta?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Right? Mr. Simmons, who's a graduate, by the way, of the Lakewood school system. The program is called Leaping to Literacy.
Leaping.
Leaping, Mr. Simmons put up on the sign spelled L-A-E-P.
Laip.
I-N-G.
Laip. Laping.
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 Right.
Laping.
Laping to literacy.
And you know, he was out of accent. You know, he laped to literacy.
Right. I just find these things, they're just cool.
We see this all the time, though.
Of course you do.
Yeah, we see these.
See these kinds of things.
Hey, can I tell you a very interesting story about my... thank you. About my parent-teacher meeting with my...
Yes, Rich, please. We're dying to hear about your parent-teacher meeting, because everybody at home who's a parent as a child will learn from this lesson, learn from this experience. Please go ahead.
I don't know if there's anything to learn. We you know, Sean got his report card, and I always like to go in and
touch base. There's nothing to learn.
Interesting. Listen. Just shut up and listen.
Yeah.
So we have our little meeting with her, and we go about 20, 30 minutes, you know, what's he doing well at, what's he need help with, blah, 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 you know, okay, good. And we go outside, and Sean was sitting outside the classroom doing his homework while we were in meeting with his teacher. And outside each of the classrooms, they have some of their projects hanging up on the wall, so we decided to just kind of cruise and look through the things. And each one of them had to write a story about what they would like to change in the world.
Oh, nice.
What in the world would you like to change? And out of the, I don't know, 22, 23 papers hanging up there, nine of them were on the same topic that they'd like to change. I'm going to let each of you take one guess as to what you think it would be.
Lunchtime.
Gas prices.
All right.
Environment.
No.
Environment was a good one. Sean actually did his own pollution,
too. I'm going to say the war. They're afraid of war.
There was a couple on the war. And there was four or five on the environment. But overwhelmingly, the biggest one was stopping smoking.
Good for them.
Oh, wow.
I asked the teacher, I was like, did you guys have a lesson on smoking? Is there something that prompted this percentage of it? And she said, no. She said, just get it from home, I guess.
They get the messages,
And I was amazed.
That's great.
I was absolutely amazed.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Nothing wrong with that. At all. It's just that kind of stuff is the important... The kids are getting it. We've missed a generation or two, but I think these kids are coming around to understanding what is necessary to learn, because they're confronted with so much stuff. They're so scared. This is a sad way to raise a child, but they're so full of fear about what's going on, what their realities are.
If you fill them with fear, they will be.
Right. Here's another one. I don't know whether I'm happy that this is at DougStephan.com or not. The story from NASA today, they're watching an asteroid that's heading our way, and according to the story, it could, it can, it may hit the Earth in the year 2040. All right? Is that something that we need to know now? Is that something, it's okay if they're planning for it.
Yes.
What are we going to do about it?
Right.
Nothing. What are you going to do?
If they hid it from us, then the news media would say that the government is hiding our demise from us.
So right. The government's hiding all kinds of things.
Well, the whole Area 51 freak show is, you know, big enough as it is, so that they start hiding this stuff from us, mayhem and havoc.
Yeah. It is. So the year is 24. So how many more years we got? We'll be done. 27 years and we're done, right?
Yeah.
That's it. We're done.
Finished. Nah, another 10, 15 years, we'll be able to shoot these things out of the sky.
Right. Well, if we can get Bruce Willis, who shot it out of the sky in the movie?
They landed on it and blew it up.
Yeah. Ben Affleck?
Yes.
No, there were two movies. Which one was the one? Bruce Willis got back and Ben Affleck.
So it was Independence Day.
No.
Oh, Armageddon.
Armageddon was one. And what was the other one called? They came out the same month.
Yeah, I remember.
Same year.
Same concept.
Right. It was the same concept movie. Armageddon was the one.
Wasn't it Independence Day?
No, it wasn't Independence Day.
Independence Day. Something else.
Was about the
Armageddon and.
Armageddon. But all right, give me
1-800-510-8255.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. 800-510-TALK. Very good, Richie. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to talk about tying the knot. Okay, so what do you have in common with a Windsor, half Windsor, Victoria, or Christensen knot? Now, number one, do you know what they are? Could they possibly be the ties that you tie each and every morning? And, of course, women, you need to listen to this, too, because your men do the ties. Now, most of us have one knot that we use. I myself use the Windsor knot. But why not change? Why not alternate? Why keep it all the same way so that you get stuck in a pattern? Go ahead and change it. And, by the way, while you're changing it, find something else in your life to change at the same time. Try a different way to approach things. Try a different way to tie the bow or tie the knot around any project or anything that you're doing. Change is good. You initiate it. You look better when you change. You enjoy it. You spread it. Tie the knot for change in your future. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Fanbrewery. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fanbrewery. That's right, Fanbrewery. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residence of the U.S., U.K., Canada. Please check, you know, and see 29 local rules at ConstantContact.com.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510, did I do that right? That tea. Roberta fixed me some kind of tea. She must have put something in. She put a hallucinogen into
it. Absolutely.
Peter Brady hosting the Doug Steffen Show right now.
800-510-8255. Jennifer, Richie, Doug, and some people who've got it figured out. We were asking about Armageddon, and what was the other movie that came out about the same time that saved
not
the world?
Good.
Mm-mm. Well, it depends on your point of view. Fred is in Anchorage. Hi, Fred. Fred.
Hey, what's going on?
Job, job, job. So, yeah, Fred, the name of the movie is?
The movie was Deep Impact. It had Morgan Freeman in it.
Very
and
good.
If I remember correctly, they did not save the world. And Deep Impact ended up being kind of a corny title.
What do you mean they did save the world? What are you talking about? The world was saved. They didn't save themselves, but they saved the world.
Right, right. And they had some kind of post-apocalyptic White House burning thing, and then it's pretty bad.
No, no, you're thinking of the wrong movie.
No, I think he's right.
No, the White House didn't burn.
What a little downer.
No.
Yeah, yeah, remember it hit, and they're holding each other on the mountainside. I forget who it was. And they're watching
the Earth wasn't destroyed. The Earth wasn't destroyed, but it was hit.
Yeah, but that wasn't Deep Impact. That was another movie.
There's that was Deep Impact.
You sure?
I think he's
the kid riding the motorbike up on top of the hill?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. The Indian kid. Native American. Whatever.
only those allowed into shelters will survive.
That was the funniest thing we've heard all morning. Whoever that kid was. Very funny. I guess I don't remember that. But I remember it from some movie, but they all kind of run together. All right, so I'll take your word for it. Deep Impact. So, Jeff, hold on to Fred for a second, Richie. Jeff, you there?
No, he's not.
Jeff left. All right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was Deep Impact. Armageddon and Deep Impact. But I swear to you, there's another one of those movies around.
Tia Leone was in that one. That's right.
Tia Leone was in which one?
In Deep Impact.
She was?
Yeah.
And that.
Oh,
yeah.
And Elijah Wood.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
That's a red grace.
So, Fred, you've done a wonderful job. You're an upstanding citizen. Are you worried about an asteroid hitting? He's gone, too.
Yeah, he had to get back to work.
All right, anyway. Yeah, people have to get to work. So here's the concluding angle of this conversation about NASA, because there are many people who are naysayers about NASA. We have, by the way, in our special podcast section, conversation with Jay Honeycutt, who used to run the Kennedy Space Center, about the John Glenn anniversary, 50th year since he flew the first space. Only 50 years. Look at the advances that we've made. And look at how we've come pretty much to a dead stop when it comes to men in space. But we are still doing some things. The problem is that we have the same attitude now at NASA, it seems, at least in some parts of NASA, as the Defense Department has. Okay, we've got an $8.8 billion telescope that is supposed to see the origins. They're going to send it out, and it'll see the origins of the universe go back 13, 14 billion years to the supposed time of the Big Bang. They send it out far enough, and it can see light. I mean, I don't even understand this concept. Does anybody get this? They can send it out far enough
to see the edge of the universe.
To see the edge of the universe, or to see where the first light appeared 14 billion years ago.
Right.
Do you get it? How do you understand?
Well,
the
universe is always expanding, right?
Yeah.
So if there was a Big Bang and everything is still blown up and expanding out, if this thing can catch up and see the edge of the first thing that blew up and that is expanding, then it sees the first light.
Oh, wait a minute. What a great name for a radio program.
Yeah, first light.
Yeah, sorry.
So now the complaint from the Obama administration is that they had an $8.8 billion budget, and they're going way over it, and they don't want to. Now, I understand that. I'm not for having these guys go over, but it's like every other government contract, and this is back to management. Who can run the country, manage it, and get some of these contracts so they make some sense, not just, okay, we'll do it for $8 billion because the other guy says he'll do it. Oh, we have cost overruns. We need another $8 billion. That's the kind of thing that people are railing against. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy.
Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The primaries in Arizona and Michigan are all done. What do we know now we didn't know before? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It would appear that Mitt Romney is back in the driver's seat after winning the primaries in Arizona and Michigan yesterday. It was a decisive win in Arizona, with Rick Santorum finishing second. In his native state of Michigan, Romney also won, but by a much narrower margin over Santorum, to which Romney said this.
We didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough, and that's all that counts.
And in his victory speech, Romney went on to talk about the current occupant of the White House.
Did he fix the economy? No. Did he tackle the housing crisis?
No.
Did he get America back to work?
No.
So the nomination is all wrapped up for Romney, right?
No.
That's right. The answer is no. Not yet a done deal for Romney, even with yesterday's daily double of wins. For his part, Santorum had good things to say about his own campaign in Michigan.
One of the things I think that I felt very good about in the way, as well as we did here tonight, is the message of creating jobs, manufacturing jobs for small-town America.
Not to neglect the other two candidates still in the race, Congressman Ron Paul still hammering at some familiar Ron Paul themes last night.
The wars that have been going on for the past 10 years have added $4 trillion to our national debt, and what have we gotten from it? We are less safe and we're broke.
And Newt Gingrich addressing his crowd last night, taking more shots at the incumbent president.
This is the most important election in our lifetime. I think that re-electing Barack Obama will be a disaster.
Did you notice that as we went from Romney and Santorum to Paul and Gingrich, they got further and further away from the microphone? In any case, primary season continues with Super Tuesday next week. 10 states holding primaries on that one day, hence the name Super Tuesday. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Danny Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smuggs.com today. Many western mountains scoring some fresh snow this week. The continuing riding on good, smooth, patch powder snow like in Utah. Park City, a recent foot of fresh snow as they ride all 114 trails at full operation. In California, Badger Pass, with a touch of recent snow, they have 90% of their terrain open at Badger Pass. Whistler Blackcomb in British Columbia, in the last week they've picked up over 2 feet of snow, all 200 trails ride at full operation. Many eastern mountains are preparing for a nice snowstorm Wednesday into Thursday, like Burke in Vermont, riding on 45 runs from 5 lifts. Wildcat continues on about 4 dozen runs in New Hampshire. Neshoba Valley in Massachusetts prepared for some fresh snow as they're at full operation, including the day and night skiing. Catamount in the Berkshires of Massachusetts with up over 30 runs. That's 10 miles of skiing and riding. Win lift tickets daily at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, big day for the market yesterday. The Dow closing above the key 13,000-point mark for the first time since May of 08.
We're getting back to the levels that we had before the 2008 financial crisis. A lot of confidence out there.
That's economic analyst Jordan Goodman of MoneyAnswers.com, who says 13K is a psychological milestone for investors. The Dow with a 24-point gain yesterday, finishing at 13,005. S&P up 5 points. NASDAQ with a 21-point gain. Crude oil prices down for a second straight day, falling just over $2 a barrel, settling at $106.55. Microsoft taking the wraps off their test version of its new Windows 8 operating system today. It'll run on PCs, laptops, and tablets. You'll be able to download a test version for PCs and laptops today. Tablet users will have to wait a while longer. No word on a final release date for Windows 8, but speculation puts it somewhere around this October. Couple of closing notes related to what today is. It's an unusual day that occurs only once every 4 years. It's Leap Day. That's right, a 29th day added to February to keep our clocks and calendars in alignment with the Earth's revolutions around the sun. Those who are born on leap days can spend the day telling people they are younger than it appears. Somebody who turns 40 today can argue they are only 10, because that's how many leap birthdays they've actually had. Yes, once every 4 years, leap babies can get awfully annoying. And some special stuff is happening on this Leap Day 2012. For the first time ever, Disneyland in California and Disney World in Florida will stay open for 24 hours straight, all day and all night on this leap day, a promotion called One More Disney Day. And elsewhere, there's a tradition that leap day is a day when women can and should propose marriage to their boyfriends. And what better way to do it than with a juicy steak? A restaurant chain in Great Britain, the Beefeater Grill, will be selling a special steak today with the words, "Will you marry me?" branded right on the steak. Gives new meaning to the notion, the best way to a man's heart is through his clogged arteries. Make mine medium well, will you? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders and reported savings by switching to State Farm. Digest.